This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rising up.
You know, Alex, they used to do career matches or retirement matches in the WWF, WWE. I think you should you should put your career on the line in a bare knuckle brawl, UFC style. Put your career on the line. All these people that want Alex Jones shut down, you can have a lineup. You'll fight them all in a row. Do it Royal Rumble style. They can keep coming over the ropes, and until one of them puts you out. And that'll be it. You put your career on the line. All these people that want Alex Jones shut down, you can actually end his career. He'll put his career on the line.
I'm ready to fight.
Would you do that? Proceeds go to charity.
Let's be serious, Owen. That's the paradox, as we get so close to absolute martial law. Paradoxically, under massive threat, I feel better than I've ever felt because I'm being true to myself. And that's why people think like they're looking for fulfillment. It's not about a car or a plane or a woman or a man or a big house. Freedom produces all that. And then you're like, you're almost ashamed you have it, as you want to help others. It's authenticity that's everything. And right now, seeing all this happen, it's a paradox because I've got so much energy and I feel so good, Owen. And I look at people that are under this control, living under this fear, and they just don't understand it. So how do we, like Dr. Nick Begich coming up, how do we get people out of fear? Because you know, people say, oh, taking action is fear. Action is not fear. Action is actually changing things. I try to tell people about the bad stuff happening because I believe they want to overpower it. They ask me, why are you trying to make me scared? I'm like, I'm not trying to make you scared. Well, if something bad's happening, I want to know about it to fix it.
I think it's all about the winning psychology. They still have enough control over the censorship and over the mainstream entertainment that they still have the illusion of being the victorious team. Like, oh yeah, Bill Gates is still on top. Everybody supports Bill Gates. No, he's a total loser. Nobody can stand him.
Literally, everywhere his name is, it's just nothing but hate.
So I think as soon as we turn that tide, and I don't know what the moment is or what the answer is or how it comes about, but as soon as we turn that tide of winning psychology, everybody's going to want to be on the same team as InfoWars. Everybody's going to want to be on the same team as Trump. Now, those are just two names I put out there. It's really just an idea. It's just a cause. But these are just some of the names at the front. So all those people that have been so brainwashed, all those people that have been so slovenly, all those people that have been so ignorant, they may not change in those ways, but they're going to hop onto the winning team because they see it's winning and they want to ride it. Same reason why somebody wears a mask outside with their favorite team logo, or, you know, somebody makes a mask their favorite color or with a pattern or something, because it's like, hey, it's really not about protecting.
There's that bandwagon effect.
Yeah.
I mean, my only thing is, it's so ridiculously obvious now. I mean, it should be easier to beat this.
But hasn't it always been ridiculously obvious, though? I mean, when you go back and you look at everything you've covered, your documentaries, everything we've been through, it's always been obvious. It's been obvious before we could even know what it was. Like, you don't even have to know anything politically to look around the world and say, what the hell?
No, I agree with you. That's not my decision. This is Nick Begich here. I remember, like, 25, 6 years ago when I was first awake getting on air, and he was, like, had documents and actual patents. It does take scientifically creating the original text to like say, okay, there's a scientific elite, they're building a world outside of us. What are they building? There's like a skeleton has to be there. So we can look at the public and say, oh, you didn't see this. Well, we have to build the skeleton, and they have to build the skeleton. They have to believe in themselves and report on what they're seeing, and then test that with their own human DNA about whether that's sound or not. I mean, I really think everyone has to be a leader now. And we have to get the average person that doesn't think they're a leader to start thinking about being a leader. 100%. It doesn't mean they're always going to have the answers on, but it means they need to start thinking about, they don't just report off what they receive, they have to report from what comes within them.
And that's why, you know, people that own businesses and such just need to open your businesses in defiance of the tyrannical government. But Alex, I was working on putting this out as a tweet, but here's a perfect example of how obvious it's been.
But you can't tweet, you're man.
1942, the Nazis fluoridate the water they give the Jews. 1945, the U.S. hires Nazi scientists. 1945, the U.S. begins fluoridating their water. Like, there's your skeleton. You still want to drink the fluoridated water, folks? I don't think so.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Tricoms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy. It's like the best they've ever seen. A mental heart is strangely high.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very fight for the future of humanity is now. Nick Meggish is about to take over. And the hotter the show, the more important the items, the less I plug. We do have high-quality storable food that's available. Everybody needs to be self-sufficient. You need to get your orders in now. They had to suspend orders for a few weeks while they got caught up. Now they've got it. Other people will lie to you and say, oh, 7 days, it ships. And then they have people that lie to you on the phone. Oh, it's coming, it's coming. We don't do that. We tell you straight up, it's available again with what's happening. They want you dependent. Don't be dependent. We have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that. We have this new system where you can get one of the only essential oil organic hand sanitizers, 50% off, just came out. I planned this 6 months ago before this all happened. Why is there an organic hand sanitizer? It's got the alcohol in it, but it's got the essential oils. We have it in lavender. We have it in peppermint. And they have it, of course, also in eucalyptus. And that's how we fund the operation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has the zinc and so much more in it. Great for adults and children. That's 50% off. X3 is getting ready to sell out. It's still 60% off. And it is your funding. You know, I sit there. It's money that allows us to have all the lawyers to hold off the deep state and stuff you don't even know about as long as possible. And we weren't supposed to be on air by now. And it's just been money just blasted at the enemy. That's and your prayers that's, you know, held them back. So believe me, right now it's always been about the victory. But now more than ever, with a gun to my head, it is now 100%. I can't tell you about the stuff right now, but you know, let's just say they've had the carrot, and then now they got the stick, and so that's where it is right now. And the White House knows about it, and the White House is just cut off. They can only put out main messages, and that's about it. They're cut off as well. Most people have been threatened with indictment or arrest to support the president. Most people have rolled over. I've not done it. And I'm not a hero here, not rolling over to folks. I mean, not rolling over to stuff like that is what I do. I mean, I would die the day I did that. So I feel great, actually. In fact, it's actually a distortion for me that I feel so good. I'm not worried about anything. I go, hey, you better get your act together. You better be serious. You better warn people right now. Instead of, you know, like, oh, you've done such a good job and you've never backed down. So you feel so good about yourself, you know, and your soul telling you, great job, great job. I better actually get a little bit out of the soul, because I'm always too much in that, and into the body, and like go, intellectually, we better settle accounts here, because Nick Meggish' dad wouldn't back off when he gave all that land to the Native Americans up there in Alaska. They killed his ass. And let me tell you, though, his dad's strong, though. He's a real man. And that's what the point we're at is, who are we for eternity? Take, like, Braveheart, and says, imagine many years from now, lying in your beds, wishing just once you'd have stood up another right thing. And he goes, yeah, fight against that. Fight and we lose, you know, run, we win. No, you die. And so it's that spirit that builds everything. In China, in North Korea, in all these places, people roll over. Here, we don't do that. And we stand on those shoulders of people that didn't back down under threat. Because believe me, before they killed Nick Begich's dad, I know it's personal for him, I'm not belittling it, just putting it off here as a common thing, but we're in the same wheelhouse, so I can say it. I'm not belittling how people get killed for the truth. I'm saying that's what brings the victory, is people that don't back down in the final equation. Oh, and final comment, well, I better Nick Begich take over.
Well, that's kind of like a three-option solution. You have two options. You can fight or you can run. Okay, so you can fight and you can lose, which is still a win. You can fight and you can win, which is a win. You can run and you can win, but you will always ultimately lose. So fighting is always the best choice when it comes to that, because victory comes with being in the arena and engaging in the fight. So it's really
and exactly, and you don't lose making the right spiritual decisions. That's the that's like the highest level of success.
So,
and I don't seek getting killed or put in prison by this, but I'm not afraid of it. In fact, I almost have like a guilt that I'm ready. I love my kids, I love my wife and everything, but I'm like ready to go if I need to. And it's not like a power trip. It's like I've passed the fear. And so then at that point, like, you're not going to give up. You're not going to back down. You're going to get more aggressive. And it's like, yeah, I am. And they're going to understand it.
Well, you have no choice. It's momentum more than anything. It's, you know, downhill momentum. And
exactly. It's commitment. And then at the point of the choice, the commitment is there. Dr. Nick Begich, we love you. We appreciate you. Take over, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. You know, I just to echo all of that, it's true. It's like that agitation that you have to create sometimes just to wake people up. And that's what InfoWars is about. It's a little bit of agitation, you know, because you've got to prick people's sensitivity just a bit. So we're paying attention, and that's what InfoWars is all about and has been about. I want to talk about some of the dimensions of what's going on. You know, when you talk about the idea of control, and as Alex said just before coming on, you know, for 25, 26 years, we've been talking about this. How's it going to go? How's it going to come? And now it's here. And InfoWars has always been on that cutting edge of information, and that's why it's important to look at all of the alternatives, and they're being shut down right now. And that's a dangerous thing. I know there's conservatives, there's people listening from all political persuasions, actually, all around the world today to this program, to what's happening in the world today. And, you know, and again, the challenge will be, how do we stand up and face the adversary, which is now so much in our face? Personal privacy, the basis of liberty, all of that is at stake in real terms right now. And so it's a question of, what do we want to do about it? You know, stand still or act in an appropriate way. You know, I want to start kind of backfilling information that's kind of missing in a lot of the public dialogue away from the virus a little bit, because that's kind of been covered a lot this week. But getting in some of the ancillary issues, one of the news feeds again earlier today on the oil and gas side, wholesale price for gasoline in the upper Midwest, 12 cents a gallon, according to Bloomberg today. Think about that, 12 cents a gallon. And here's why, and it's something I've been talking about here on InfoWars for over a year, and it's the storage issues with both crude oil and now refined product. Because when you have a slack in demand as radical as the one that's happening right now globally between oil for ships, oil jet fuel for jets, automobile gasoline and diesel for moving things around the planet, it's just not being sold. Those are the refined products. So where's the end storage tank? Beyond your gas tank, it's at the gas station. So here it is. All that gasoline is now moving into gas stations, filling up those pumps, discounting like crazy, but capacity's gone, basically, being sucked up really quickly. On the raw side, the oil production side, and I've been saying it for over a year, is U.S. storage capacity is gone and has been gone. And now global storage capacity is quickly running out, including tankers that are floating around full outside of ports waiting to unload, but there's no place to put it. So that's the state, and you can't just shut it down. Remember, it's a flow of product. Oil's not like coal or minerals. You can pile them up in a pile. You got to keep it moving through refineries, through the end user, and in this case, it's all shutting down. Now, everyone's heard about the 10 million barrel a day cut. Well, that's not taking place for a couple more weeks. It's scheduled for May 1st from OPEC. Meanwhile, they're discounting the hell out of their product and upping the quantity shipping and depressing the price even more, now under $20 today, around 18, 19 bucks a barrel last time I looked. Now, why is that all important? Well, you have the fracking industry that's being gutted by the price, the banks that back the fracking industry, a whole bunch of jobs surrounding it, and then the mainstream oil industry here in Alaska. ConocoPhillips a few weeks ago announced $200 million in reductions, another $200 million in reductions announced yesterday in capital expenditures, and they're just one of many cutting back on their expenditures because of oversupply and no demand, the two worst situations, both curves running away from each other in ever larger surpluses on the market. We're going to be right back after these brief messages. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon in most of the world.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And it's a Friday afternoon in most of the country. Still a little bit before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And we were talking a little bit about the oil and gas situation just because it has such a huge impact on various aspects of the country. Here in Alaska, it is devastating what's happening right now for two reasons. One is we've completely lost our tourism industry, as well as had a major impact on oil and gas and other forms of development here, because we're essentially a raw resource state. Also, before the break, Alex had mentioned a little bit about talking about Gates, right? You know, why does he get such a negative backflash every time his name is quoted in articles and so on? I would venture this, and I would put this out there, because he's not elected. He doesn't represent us. No one chose him. He chose himself and had a big checkbook to get in front of the public. But nobody chose him to lead anything, ever. Okay? Shareholders did, I guess, at one point commercially. I mean, he did his thing with Microsoft, whatever else he did. But the point of the matter is, that's kind of the rub for so many of us. You know, whether you're talking about the United Nations, nobody elected anybody there either, and they'd like to tell you what to do. I resent that. I resent that at a really deep level. Not the idea of people talking to each other, nations sharing information, all of that. Hey, good, great. I'm all for it. I believe in dialogue. What I don't believe is representation without a vote. I don't believe in that. Okay? That's why I support the paper ballot only, not little things you punch out, but things that you ink up with ink pens. So that you can recount them later. You know, that's one thing that should never be automated. In fact, there ought to be a constitutional amendment, because nobody ever anticipated there'd be a different way to do it. But there ought to be a protection of the ballot as sacred to democracies and republics where the voting actually matters, like ours, you know. And so think about that in the scope of things, but also think about sort of what's going on. The opposite is what this virus is being used for, greater levels of political control, something I've been talking about for years. Over the last week, one of my business partners in Thailand sent me a document. It was a pretty interesting one. I want to mention it today. It's called Scenarios of the Future of Technology and International Development by the Rockefeller Foundation and the GBN, Global Business Network. There it is, for those of you that have a screen today. I can figure out where it is. Ah, somebody found it. Good, great. Thanks, guys. In any case, this thing was put together by the Rockefeller Foundation, and I read it, and a couple things caught me that I had not noticed before. One is, when was the Rockefeller Foundation, one of the biggest nonprofits ever, formed? 1913. Now, isn't that really interesting? Because that's the same year that they created the income tax, which to remind listeners, in the 1890s was ruled by the U.S. Supreme Court unconstitutional and likened to slavery because you couldn't tax a person's labor. That was not possible until we had the amendment to the Constitution in 1913. That created the income tax. It also created all kinds of things, including nonprofits. So companies who were going to get taxed now, like the Rockefellers, could transfer huge chunks of their wealth because after a certain point, I mean, how much money do you need, really? And the modern guys do the same thing. The Gates and the other guys, people with big money, they move it to big nonprofits. Now, nobody gets taxed. But do you think those billion-dollar-plus funds don't have influence? Hey, ask the Clinton Foundation or the Obama Foundation or the Bush Foundation or, you know, the Gates Foundation or any other foundation. What do they hope to gain? And you could say, well, they're benevolent. Well, perhaps so, and I'm sure in their view they are. But how people act and what they do tells you more than everything else, right? So measure against performance, but more importantly, I don't like, and I think a lot of us don't like, people telling us what to do that we don't elect appropriately to do that, or they don't get appointed by people that are elected, and this is kind of ridiculous. The UN side of it is way too powerful from my perspective. So is the World Health Organization. And they can't even tell anyone what to do, obviously, unless they're given a script from China. And that was not from Trump. That was from the vice premier of Japan, who called it the Chinese Health Organization. So as all these things happen, now looking at that Rockefeller report, why else is that important? Well, this was a narrative, a fictional narrative, right? I mean, these were scenarios that were dreamed up, and I'm looking for the right page here because I'm going to just read it because, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, it's too crazy, you know? And when you read it and you go, who wrote this? You know, it was the Rockefeller Foundation. And so what do they say? And so here's let me just read it. And this is fictional, remember? This was written, in fact, 10 years ago, May 2010. 10 years ago, okay? And here's what it says. Even the most pandemic-prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months. The majority of them were healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt, debilitating industries like tourism and breaking the global supply chains. Even locally, normally bustling shops and office buildings sat empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. The pandemic blanketed the planet, though disproportionate numbers died in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America, where the virus spread like wildfire in the absence of official containment protocols, but even in developed countries, containment was challenged. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its leniency, accelerating the spread of the virus not just within the U.S. but across borders. However, a few countries did far better, China in particular. The Chinese government, quick to impose mandatory quarantine in all citizens, as well as an instant and near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saved millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus far early. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that, written 10 years ago, as a prelude to where we're at today. Another book I referenced last week was Out of the Blue by John Peterson, who runs the Arlington Institute. He predicted pandemic two, and then what would come from it, and what would come from it from both of these guys, a more directed and controlled society. They were predicting this 10 years ago. Rockefeller Foundation, in partnership with Gates and other foundations, including John Hopkins, are running the meters today. Were they responsible, or are they taking advantage? I can assure you they're taking advantage of the opportunity, regardless of how it began, because these guys are opportunistic. They look for this and take advantage of this to the detriment of every living soul. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, just the whole team. You know, we've all got a lot going on, and there's always a lot of stress in all of this. And, you know, you got to sound the alarm, you know. Some people, you know, get a little more excited than others, but that's the beauty of InfoWars. It's about information, and we all have different delivery systems to get the word out. And I appreciate everyone in InfoWars and on the team here. It's been great the last week, you know, talking about Alex. You know, yeah, you feel the empathy, the depth of the empathy that we all feel for what's going on in the world, but at the same time, you're energized. I mean, because you got work to do. You've got a mission to accomplish, you know. So it is a kind of a paradox. It always has been. For those that saw it coming, you know, how do you maintain a sense of joy in this when you see what's coming? You do because you know how the story ends. And so that works out. But having said all that, getting back to what we were talking about a little bit before the break, but where I wanted to go with this, I started a little bit with oil. I started a little bit with kind of dealing with that whole New World Order structure that we've got going on around us. But really what I want to talk about, and again, pick up a little bit of where Alex left off. He talked a little bit about Alaska and my family's heritage here. And this is the great hope of the nation, you see, because we are the treasury of the nation. We are about 18% of the landmass. We have more coastline than the East Coast, Gulf Coast, and West Coast of the United States combined in a 200-mile federal limit, extending beyond the 3-mile state jurisdictional limit on all waters off Alaska. That's a tremendous amount of resource. Now, let me tell you about that resource. There's 700,000 people, more or less, that live here. Let me say that again. 700,000 people living in a country with 350 million, and we're 18% or about a fifth of the landmass. It's crazy, right? And yet, here's what we have here. This is Alex was always mentioning my dad's work on the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, and there's always a lot to say about that. That particular act, I got to go back in time. I got to go back in history. And I'm going to give you that history because it's an important part of our nation's history. Most people don't know. And again, it's one-fifth of the game when you think of the landmass, you know, what we hold in common at the public treasury, if you will. And the lack of development here is an embarrassment as multinationals have used this as sort of a storehouse. And the method of storing it is to lock it up in parks, preserves, and other federal restrictions that continue to extend into our state to the point where it strangles us. And every environmental organization in the world uses Alaska as the poster child for fundraising events, which just totally screws us over here. But it also screws over every single American because we're denied the opportunity to produce the nation's wealth. You know, this is the wealth of the nation. It's not fiat currency being run on a printing press by 300 member banks of the Federal Reserve. That's not how it goes. It's real wealth here. And that real wealth, the multinationals call this their safety deposit box. They just stow it all here. They can twist all of our arms about how horrible and terrible it is to develop in the United States. And so they chisel us down to nothing in a tax take, and then they go elsewhere in the third world where they bribe and exploit resource producers. Oh, I shouldn't say bribe. I guess make contributions to their political efforts and nonprofits in those countries that are owned by, government family members and all kinds of people connected to the government. And that's how it works, you see. But in those countries, revolutions come and go, and people get shoved into barrels and chunks and pieces and floated down rivers. In America, we're politically safe. So someday they come back. But by then, you know, what's left here? It's time to develop our own resources in our national interests and encourage that kind of development and not discourage it and start thinking about what do we have and how do we do that? How do we do that before? We did it with infrastructure, starting with transportation, the great railroads, transcontinental railroads, and then later the interstate system. And then the regional railroads that went along with that development before the interstate system. And then we had a way to move goods. And then the ports that allowed us to move goods in and out. But you know, one thing we didn't contemplate is having to travel between U.S. ports in the way that we do now. And so there are certain things within legislation that absolutely strangle Alaska's natural resources coming in by ship, at least, into the United States, the rest of the United States. And that's unfortunate. It's called the Jones Act, which increases the shipping cost tenfold because it requires U.S. flagged vessels to go U.S. port to U.S. port. You can go foreign port to U.S. port, U.S. port to foreign port, no problem, foreign flagged vessel. So a Chinese vessel can come from China to San Francisco and deliver a cargo for 10 cents on the dollar compared to how much it costs to ship it halfway back to China and drop it off in Hawaii, okay? Because that's a U.S. port to U.S. port. You got to use a U.S. flagged vessel, and it costs 10 times as much. So, you know, these are things that most people aren't aware of, but they do. They cost us all dearly. Think about shipping oil from Alaska to U.S. ports. The same equation happens when you think about super tankers and their costs and how the cost of shipping figures into the cost of oil, because it's landed at the refinery and then landed at the gas station, transportation all figures in. So, you know, we have all of that to think about in this context of what does Alaska offer? Well, Tidewater in Southeast Alaska, company Ucor, and by way of disclosure, I have some shares there, but Ucor is a rare earth company. And rare earth metals currently are produced predominantly in China and a little bit in Russia, but we have no domestic production, and these are critical to every major industry in the modern world today. And so we have at Tidewater the ability to produce these rare earth minerals, and that's going to go into production. You'll see it in the next couple of years. Another mineral deposit, Constantine, owned by Dowo, 49% domestically by others. Gold mines operating now in Alaska. Donlin Creek North is getting ready to do some things. But there's a lot going on in Alaska that most people don't pay attention to. And we don't have a rail link, you know, to link us up to the Canadian rail system, which would then allow us to move commodities into the Midwest, into the Rust Belt, where value can be added in the United States and the Jones Act not be a problem. And you could still protect U.S. shipping with Jones Act, not have to make a modification for Alaska, but get us a railroad at least, you know. How about a super infrastructure project to get American labor to work? Hook us up with a railroad so we can get some of the stuff moving south. And then expand that railroad to the southern flank of the Brooks Range all the way to Nome. Look at the historic maps of where rail was supposed to be, and let's build rail to riches as a national program in America again and build the infrastructure that we need to put America back to work. Because one thing all this taught us is supply chain needs to come home, and that starts with raw materials, raw resources, producing them here, adding value here, and then buying them here, keeping that working within our economy. Not to say that your foreign trade is dead, but we need to rethink the critical elements of our trade to make sure American industry is equipped and capable of producing. And Alaska is a missed resource and a neglected resource at a time when people need to, again, turn your heads north and pay attention to this region. This is a major, major issue. You know, when I come back from the break, I want to talk about a bit of the indigenous issues and how those formed, how Alaska became a state, what happened before, and how we've been as an extractive region and why this is such an important region for the nation in terms of our national wealth. You know, when you think of national wealth, remember it's four things. It's entrepreneurship, it's labor, it's land and natural resources, lastly it's factories that make things, even a shovel that digs a ditch. And those are the things that are real wealth, not fiat currency. Let's talk about the national treasury, the national wealth, the national resource base. We'll be right back. This is Nick Pike.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about what Alex was saying about my dad, you know, he was a U.S. congressman in the early 70s. That's when the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act passed, and it was his legislation. He was a freshman. He got it passed. It was the biggest indigenous settlement in the history of the United States, 44 million acres. Just a little under $1 billion divided among 13 regional corporations, and then under them, 226 village corporations that pretty much lined up with tribal boundaries and regional boundaries here in Alaska. And, you know, that goes back even further. You know, you got to go back to the Treaty of Secession, which is kind of an interesting name for a land sale, right? Well, the Russians didn't really have that good of a title to begin with to Alaska, but what they did have, they decided to sell the United States for 2 cents an acre in 1867. So we bought Alaska 2 cents an acre, and they called it Seward's Folly.
because the Interior Secretary was being laughed at because they thought, what a wasteland. You know, you're buying this boat anchor from Russia for a little over $7 million, you know, and $20 gold. So multiply $7 million by 60 or 70 to get today's price. But still a heck of a bargain, man, because what we found here was first we had, and the reason they sold it is it kind of petered out on the fur trade because they had enslaved the local indigenous population and wiped out most of them with diseases that they brought along with them, including alcoholism. And those that were left, there weren't any furs left. They wiped out a few species. And so they said, let's sell this thing. Because they had a good thing going. They'd get the furs here. They'd take them to China. They'd get the furs in China. And then they'd trade opium and trade that. And it was a big deal. They were making money on all ends of this thing. And Alaska was part of that loop going through. So what happened? Well, the indigenous in that treaty, this is kind of interesting. If you were a Russian, you were given 3 years to return to Russia, or you were automatically a U.S. citizen if you stayed in the territory of Alaska. If you were an indigenous person who could trace their roots back as far as they could go, you weren't given citizenship. In fact, if you were an American Indian in Alaska, the deal was you had to read and write English, which a lot of immigrants couldn't do, but they were given citizenship here. But that was the deal, read and write English, and you had to renounce your religion, which nobody else had to do unless you were indigenous. So that's the kind of additional screwing over that people got here as indigenous Americans. And up until the 20s, when they finally got rid of those requirements, you know, the late 20s. And then it was the 40s, we actually had one of the very first civil rights acts on the state level before most states ever even dreamed of it and tried to clean it up. And by the mid-50s, my dad showed up here, and he was dirt poor. I mean, he arrived with $11 and a job, you know, and came from immigrant family background. He's first generation American, you know, as a European American. And he got it. You know, he understood poverty. That's for darn sure. And what he saw here, he didn't like very much, but he was a passionate, compassionate man. And in his early 20s, he got engaged. And by his 20s, he was in the state Senate and later the United States Congress. And in the native land claims, why it was important is it wasn't just 44 million acres, but they got priority selection of all lands. And at the time, only 1% of the land was privately held, and only a small amount was under state and municipal control, a little bit given to the university, a little bit to the mental health trust prior to statehood. Because we have a mental health trust that got a million-acre land grant that got whittled down to about 750,000 acres, still a big chunk of land in anybody's book. And they have $500 million in the bank that throws off about $50 million a year for the mental health issues. This is pre-statehood fund. We also have the endowment land trust for the university, which doesn't throw off much money either because it's poorly managed, but it's a big chunk of land. I think it's about 250,000 acres, as I recall. And then the state, here's how it got sliced up, see? My dad got the indigenous 9% of this state, nine times what all the rest of the private ownership had. They only wanted to give them 4%, but they fought like crazy and got 44 million acres. And why was that important? They got priority selection. So they could pick oil and gas and minerals property and historic properties that were important to them within their traditional socioeconomic boundaries of their tribal structures. So they did this as an alternative to the old reservation system. The problem was the old reservation system, what it did have was a tribal government root. And this was important because within nations, a lot of people understand Indian law in the United States, we have domestic nations within this nation, and they're called Indian tribal governments. They're sovereign. States are not sovereign. You know, that Civil War ended that for states, if you look at the history. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's the way the law is today. But with tribal governments, they are sovereign. They're recognized as sovereign. And so in Alaska, we only had a couple reservation tribes, and they were given the option of giving up the reservations or maintaining them and maintaining that structure. And one gave up, two kept them, and then everybody else got settlements. But here's the problem. Without a tribal government, a recognized government, who did you bargain the deal with? Because nobody really got to vote on this because there weren't any organized structures. You know, there were informal structures. So that's important to note in, as a historical point that maybe I won't have time to get back to today, but it's an important point. The tribes themselves weren't recognized until 1993 and after in Alaska. So this is many years, 20 years past the so-called Native Land Claim Settlement Act that my dad was involved in. And it was important at the time because without that act, you could not clear the titles. Because within the Statehood Act later in 1959, when that was enacted, was a provision that we had to figure out the indigenous settlement of land. Because, I mean, we didn't fight a war here. We can't ignore the fact that these people were here before we were. They have a right to settlement. And so that was a big fight from pre-statehood, after statehood, but it had to be resolved because nobody would invest in Alaska Trans-Alaska Pipeline unless they knew the land that it was going on was, you know, deeded properly. So they needed a settlement. And so at that time, my dad was just elected to Congress. He was able to negotiate that settlement and get Native Americans a priority selection. So here's how it broke down. Alaska, under the state constitution, we were given title to 105 million acres in fee, which is 30%, a little less, actually works out now to 20% of the land mass in Alaska. And here's the deal there. In exchange for giving up so much of our surface estate to federal government, we were given 90% of all underlying mineral wealth, rents, and royalties derived from that federal land. So it was a pretty good deal. You know, most states got to keep their land, and the federal government got post offices and military installations, you know. But Alaska, you know, we're last up, you know, we're with Hawaii, 49 and 50. So they screwed us out of our land. Hawaii didn't have much to get screwed out of, but at least the indigenous got theirs back in a traditional way, a big chunk of it anyway, ahead of Alaska. But we didn't get that situation. We had a different kind of settlement. It was an important one. It was a big one. It's given huge economic power to Native organizations. I mean, many of them generate more than $1 billion a year in revenue, so it's pretty powerful what's happened here. But again, when you think about it, so 20% for the state, 70% for the feds, 9% for Native Americans, and 1% for other private landowners. When you think about the federal side, now what happened after statehood? Well, it turns out that the agreement we made before statehood that we would get 90% of the rents and royalties can be changed by any successor Congress, and it was. When the ANWR was opened up in part, we were reduced to a 50% royalty take on the basis that they said the law wasn't binding. In other words, statehood for Alaska was the same as an indigenous treaty. It wasn't worth the paper it was printed on, unfortunately. The Native Land Claim Settlement so far has been honored. The Statehood Act wasn't, but as I said, states aren't sovereign. There's not much we can do. I want to get back into this subject next week. We'll pick it up from here because I think it's important. The history of Alaska is part of our heritage. It's a fifth of the America landmass. I would say it's a big part of our story. It's a fifth of our story, but that story is our future. America's future is Alaska's future. This is Dr. Nick Begich coming to you from Anchorage, and we'll be back next week, next Friday. In the meantime, support the InfoWars. Go to the InfoWars store so this operation can stay in operation and we can keep you, the tip of the spear, informed. Thanks for being here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.